Nolte, 2020 poll collapse forced Elizabeth Warren to admit I'm not a person of color. By John Nolte on December 16, 2018. Naturally, the far-left Washington Post did not make Senator Elizabeth Warren's bombshell admission its headline. But Breitbart News still found it, and there it is, at long last. After 3 decades of audacious lies, Warren is finally admitting I'm not a person of color. Speaking at the historically black Morgan State University, Warren condescended to her audience and explained to them why they have no chance to succeed in America. As a country, we need to stop pretending that the same doors open for everyone, because they don't, Warren said. I'm not a person of color. And I haven't lived your life or experienced anything like the subtle prejudice, or more overt harm, that you may have experienced just because of the color of your skin. Wait. What? Whoa. Would you mind hitting rewind? I'm not a person of color. Again, please. I'm not a person of color. Once more. I'm not a person of color. You know what I want, baby. I'm not a person of color. And one of the road. I'm not a person of color. The Washington Post article is an embarrassment. Nothing less than a series of desperate talking points engineered to help Warren escape decades of the identity fraud she utilized as a means to boost her academic and political career. The truth is this. The one-time Democrat darling most likely to be the party's 2020 choice to take on President Trump is sinking fast in the polls. Warren is the victim of her own October surprise. The disastrous decision she made 2 months ago to try and gaslight the American people into believing her DNA results proved she's American Indian. The truth is that her DNA results prove the exact opposite. That she has no more native blood than the average white American. She may even have less. Warren knew her DNA results proved her a liar. But under the impression it was still 2008 and that her fluffers in the establishment media still had the power to put one over on the American people, she made a fatal political error, because they do not. The fallout of her DNA lie led to a personal and very public meltdown on Warren's part, which was followed by a polling meltdown. As far as her presidential prospects go, the latest polling shows she has lost more than half her support in just 2 months. A drop from 8% to just 3%, which puts her behind, of all people, John Kerry, the man who lost to George W. Bush in 2004. Warren's goal here is obvious, a quiet walk back. The subtle admission that she is in fact the whitest woman in America. And as you can see from that Washington Post article, the media is eager to help her pull off this con. Warren made a fool of herself. She is now a national punchline. Her whole life has been exposed as a fraud. That is not something you recover from. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.